Welcome to Garden of Eden Ministries. You are welcome here. Our ministry is an online ministry focused on strengthening and equipping the Bride of Christ to finish her end-time mission. We have prayer calls Monday and Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. and Bible studies on Monday and Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Go to our website to find out more at www.gom.us. Do you want trustworthy Christian news? Then follow Dr. June Knight. We are on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Dr. June Knight Weir. Thank you for checking us out. God bless you.
All right, Bride. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm so happy to be with you guys tonight. Yay! So happy to be with you guys. Listen, we have the fast is happening. I think it's just next week. Let me look at the calendar. What is today? 24th. Yep, we're a week away. So I want everybody to go ahead and get it on your calendar. Get it in your spirit. June 1st through the 3rd, we will be doing our fast, a corporate fast. We know what's happening in the world. And we know how traumatic everything looks out there. We need to be hearing from God. We need to have our intimacy with God. And the thing is when we do a corporate fast, it's different. Because we're coming together in the name of Jesus in unison. And the Bible says one casts 1,000 to flight, two casts 10,000 to flight. Okay? So this is a powerful time for us to be together and to seek the Lord together. I'm so happy to be with all of you guys today. Now, listen, I want to start this off today a little bit different because I'm feeling led to pray for you guys. Okay, I know a lot of time this week when I was traveling back and forth to Nashville, I spent that time in the car calling you guys. Because I wanted to pray and to see what was going on with you as I had this time. So I found out a lot of things about you guys. And I know that a lot of you are going through a lot of stuff. So I want to start this off right now. And I just want to pray peace for you guys. So let's all pray. Lord, I just thank you so much for our time together, Lord. And I pray over every home that you give them peace, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I pray, Lord, that their ears would hear what the Spirit is saying unto them, and that they would have mental clarity. I come against all fogginess and heaviness of their spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you just cover them today like a glove, Lord. Just cover them in your love, cover them in your warmth, cover them in your peace, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we cannot do this without you, Lord. In the times that we're living in, with all of the things that our eyes see and our ears hear, we cannot live this or even survive this without you, Lord. We are utterly dependent upon you, Lord. We worship and praise your holy name today, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord. And I pray over every home, peace in the home, restoration in the home. And we just give you glory and honor. And Lord, as we gather today, your bride, I just pray, God, that you would be high and lifted up today, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I do want to invite you guys as well to the Women's Conference, which is coming up in September. Now, in just a week, we have a couple of ladies who signed up for the summer one. It's still going to come. They've already got their hotels and stuff. So they are still going to travel here, and we're going to spend some time with them and go swimming. And also we are going to go live and do like a round table, like a women's round table with these ladies. I'm very excited about that. I've actually got a couple of interviews lined up as well of some people I'm going to interview that I think you guys would enjoy to hear from, since we're talking about us doing a collaboration, you know. But I have some people that I've got lined up that I'm going to interview, and I don't know. I just pray that all of this will just refresh your spirits, you know. And this is what I believe we need right now more than anything, is just a refreshing of the mighty Holy Ghost. You know, just that covering us in the blood, covering us in His love, covering us in His presence. Because the darkness, as it is trying to close in, we're going to get brighter. And I believe that. You know, Dennis out here on the farm, this year has just had an over, I'm sure he'll talk to you about it just for a minute, but he has had an overrunning of ticks. I mean, just I don't know if Heather's on here. Let me see. Is Heather on here? Okay, she's not on here yet. But it's like an overrun of ticks, and we just need, because I consider all of these type of things a pestilence, you know. And just this morning, I was laying hands on Princess and Dennis, you know, just declaring in the spirit, you know, no weapon formed against my family will prosper. You know, all them that rise up against them will fall. This pestilence will not touch our house or our farm or our animals. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Partnering with heaven, you know, because we're living in such tribulation times. But going back to the women's retreat, see, us women, we need each other. You know, and that's one thing I see as I'm driving in Nashville is, you know, Nashville is known as the Bachelorette City. It's where these women travel from all over the country to Nashville. It's just like the thing that Nashville is the place where they do bachelorette parties. But seeing the, you know, what's that word? Communeration, you know, of the women, the unity, the love of the women at the time when there's a time to celebrate a, you know, such a momentous change in a woman's life when she's getting married. For them to all come together, drop what they're doing and just think about her and just celebrating, you know, the change that's taking place in her life. There's just something about when women come together and they touch one another, they hug one another. I mean, you can ask Darlene. I don't know if she's on here, but I remember Darlene and maybe even Kayla that came to the women's conference I had when I was in Winchester. There's just something about women coming together, touching each other, hugging each other, encouraging one another. And then when there's times to share, you know, about what they're going through, they're just, it's just more open because you don't have men there and it's women that just, we just have different issues, you know. And I think, you know, after us not having a women's conference for a couple of years, this is just the time, you know, for us to come together and just love on one another, because who knows what we're going to be facing after this. Y'all know what I mean. So I really encourage you guys, you know, give yourself permission to focus on God and you and being enriched and strengthened and healed to be able to finish your mission. Okay, so September 11th through the 13th. I'm so glad that I asked you ladies, should I reschedule? And I heard back from you guys about what you're facing right now and how it is, right, you know. If I did keep the June one, the timing was off because of graduations and people starting vacations. But September is the better time. So please, women, we need to come together for one another. Okay. So I encourage you guys. And for my best friend, Brenda, she is such a pure soul, you know, like Dennis. when she talks to you guys, you will hear Jesus. I'm very excited for her to be bringing the word to you guys. Okay, now, so we have the fast, which will be next week on the 1st through the 3rd. There'll be no Bible study that week. The prayer call will only be for the ones that are fasting. I'm going to set this up while I'm here, a registration for you ladies, so you guys too can join the fast, of course. But I will post it everywhere whenever I get it set up for you guys to register for the fast. It's next week, Monday through Wednesday. And, you know, we will come together every morning and we will pray. I will save the recordings and put them out to everybody that's in the group. Everybody, you know, that's fasting and taking a part of it. Okay, so y'all plan on that. The fast, the first part of June, and then the women's conference in September. And then I have some interviews lined up. So we're moving forward. Okay. Something else I want to tell you is we did get a place for me to work this summer. I'm going to be working this summer. Let me get Pastor on here. Hey, Pastor.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to tell them we did get a place for me to work this summer in Nashville, and I want them to hear from you that you are just fine with this.
I'm just fine with this. Well, you know, we have to have an income to make a living, so that's why she's out there, and plus to meet people, and she's a people person, so we got to do what we got to do when, you know, income through the actual online ministry is not sufficient enough, and most likely coming up soon, I may go out too and try and find some, even though I get a little work here and there from the neighbors up the road, but I may have to go down to the next city and get some work too. So we're going to see, but yeah, you know, we have to do what we have to do. So we just very welcome prayers for the ministry and for us. And as we pray for you guys too, you know, so.
Yes. I wanted them to hear, though, that we're in unison in this. And this is only for the summer. I just want to tell you guys, it's only for the summer. Because in Nashville, it's going to be very busy this summer. And I'm actually seeing the America 250, you know, is really big there. So they're going to have a lot of stuff happening this summer. But it's just a great time because it'll probably be the last time we'll be able to publicly travel, you know. But I am making a huge impact, boy, praying with a lot of people. I prayed with a woman yesterday who was a single parent. I was able to counsel her, just stop the driving and just counsel her, held her hand, prayed for her. It's just nice hearing from the public, you know. But I do appreciate you guys supporting us as, you know, we're feeling it takes some of the pressure off us being able to, you know, work and bring in some more income. Now, all right, so Pastor, let me get you off here, and then I'm going to sing. But I wanted you guys, the reason I was telling you guys this is because, Princess, no, quit that. She's talking to our other dog. She's real protective now that I'm home. But anyway, this place that I'm at is a camper on a campground. And I am getting internet on Tuesday, so I will be able to be with you guys again whenever I'm back at the camper. So if you see me at a camper, then you'll know what it is. This is kind of my summer job, but I'm going to be able to be back with you guys. Not as much, but still being able to go live with you guys just for a little bit, just to maybe show you something, you know, or talk to you about something or tell you about my day. But at least I'll have internet where I can go live from there. So next Sunday, I will be on the campground and we'll be live both places. I'll be there. He'll be here, but we'll still be doing church. Isn't that cool? So anyways, I just appreciate you guys. And let's go ahead and get started. I wanted to encourage you guys in Psalm 9 and talk about. I wanted to ask about Psalm 91 because it says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence." You know, talking about noisome pestilence, I saw a documentary last night about the data centers, and it showed the sound of the data centers in the neighbors during the day, and then it showed the sound that they hear in the middle of the night. And it's a humming that goes in their ears like hum. Can you imagine living in this all night long? And I was thinking, this is judgment. This is judgment to our country, disturbing people's lands, disturbing our ecosystem, our animals. It's killing people, our ecosystem. I mean, the good thing is Americans are waking up to the destruction that's happening, and they're getting tired of the, you know, in other words, there's, and I'm hearing it with all these people in Nashville. I've not had anyone defend him, you know, and they're all like, okay, we've had enough. So I think after this summer, you know, I don't know where we're going to be. But anyways, thinking about the noisome pestilence, I kind of see that as a noisome pestilence. It's just constantly they have ringing in their ear. They can't have peace. It robs them from everything. And now they can't even sell their house. So they're just stuck, you know. That's a judgment. That's a penalty to us, you know. And, of course, I do want to say this. The president is put in there by God. There's no doubt. We agree with everyone on this. God put him in there, but it's for a judgment. It is for what it, we're getting what we deserve. And this is where we have to repent and recognize, Lord, we see what you're saying. You know, we know we've done this. But to the church, to the remnant, we still have promises. And Psalm 91 is this. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We will not be afraid for the terror by night, or for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction, like those data centers and stuff, that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come nigh to us. Amen. We have the blessings of God, and we're blessed for that. Y'all understand? We are blessed because we are the chosen ones. That there's no doubt we are the chosen ones, and we have this Abrahamic blessing, you know, this covering that's over us as the bride. So y'all just know this. Amen. In the midst of the trouble, we have this. So because of that, let's go ahead and sing. And we're going to sing a song that has a very special place in my heart. When I was in Bible college, you know, I was studying praise and worship leadership. And I met this other couple that was from Louisiana. Props to all my Louisiana people out there. But they came to our house, and she played the keyboard, and we would sing. And one night we was playing this song, "Amazing Love, How Can It Be? that you, my King, would die for me. The Holy Ghost come down in that apartment. It was so, oh, so anointed and so beautiful. So that week at Bible College, we would have these chapels where we would have speakers come in and speak to the Bible College students. So one day, it was Pastor Parsley's mother, Mama Parsley. And she come in there and she goes, but she was a very bold woman. She's not with us anymore. She's in heaven now. But she's like, what song do we need to sing? Somebody just tell me a song. And boy, I screamed it out. Yes, I did. I said, Amazing Love. I said, you need to have her go up and play it. And she told her, she goes, okay, go up. Lord, let me tell you something. Ooh, I got chill bones thinking about it. She went up there and hit that keyboard, baby, and the place broke out in praise. Oh, it was so beautiful. Oh, if we could just experience that right now, that the glory came down. So let's just sing this song and praise the Lord right now. This is called